Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks, Rachel, and thanks to all of our listeners today. We're so honored that you would download these and that you'd make them part of your daily routine. And our hope is that these would be encouraging, and it would be encouraging to us if you'd consider sharing these today on your social media, through email. However you do that, we would love for you to partner with us in spreading this encouragement to those that are around us. Now, today, as we're on the podcast, this is obviously 9/11. This is a sobering day in the life of our nation. I was reminded of what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 13, starting in verse 9. He says, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when what is perfect comes, the partial will be set aside." Then he goes on to say, "When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became an adult, I set aside childish things." Then he reminds us of this. He says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but one day we will see face to face. Now I know in part, but one day I will know fully, just as I have been fully known." Then he wraps this up in verse 13 by saying, "And now these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." Now, as we think about September 11th of 2001, my guess is you remember exactly where you were when you heard that America was under attack. Or if you don't remember that, maybe you remember the first time you saw the footage of those planes actually flying into the Twin Towers. People were shocked, confused, vulnerable, and as a nation, we were angry. We were really angry. What seemed like something that would only happen in other parts of the world, acts of terrorism, it brought itself to us, to our front door, and as a nation, we were changed by that. Now, anytime something like that happens, anytime there's some crazy act of violence, it has the ability to shake our core beliefs and to challenge them in ways that we never, ever imagined. When Paul's writing, he encourages us to hold fast to our faith. In the face of tragedy, he's reminding us, yes, it's easy to lose sight of God's goodness. In fact, if you're thinking about it, fast forward to today, if you're surrounded by pain and suffering and sin, it's easy for us to become discouraged and to feel overwhelmed by whatever that situation is. But I want to remind you, God's goodness and his grace have the ability to shine even in the darkness. And even in those moments, in that momentary situation where it doesn't feel like it, he's still in control, especially when everything else feels like it's out of control. And it's because of that goodness of God that we can have hope today through the death and the resurrection of Jesus, that he beat death, that God can heal and he can restore and he can bring beauty and joy to areas where we actually need peace. When we're able to embrace that, when we're able to rise above the drama and the chaos that's around us, we can see his face more clearly. In the same way, we have hope for the future. We have hope that one day the perfect's going to come, and one day we're going to see the fullness of all of this, and that one day all of this stuff will be made right, and justice will prevail, and there will be no more tears, and there will be no more pain. Paul reminds us in verse 13, the greatest of these things is love. And I'm telling you, today in your personal story, there is such freedom when we open our hearts to love those that are around us, that we can love those that are hurting. We can love those that are alone. We can love those who have loved us. And Jesus reminds us, we don't just love those that are easy. He says in Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 45, he says, "Love your enemy, pray for those that persecute you, so that you may be like your Father in heaven." It's this reminder that if we withhold forgiveness and if we hold back on mercy, we'll allow bitterness and hatred to take root. The perfect end to Satan's plan is he would love for us to get jaded. He would love for us to lock up our hearts to love. Don't let him win that battle today. Love is the greatest trump card of all. On this day, as we remember 9/11, would you be reminded that God's in charge, that God can still heal, God can still restore? And I want to invite you, would you take a moment today and would you pray for the countless families and the countless friends that lost a loved one on 9/11. Would you take a moment to pray for them? And would you also remember not just to pray for those that you love, but pray for your enemies as well? Well, that's all the time I have on today's podcast. I hope you will take this moment and you'll remember the goodness of God. And hey, if you're a guy, I want to invite you. Would you join me and Pastor Chuck this Sunday night at 5 p.m. at Sugar Hill Church for our Man Church kickoff? We're going to have dude food. We're going to have door prizes. It's going to be a great, great night. And we're going to dive into a Bible study called Anxious for Nothing. So if you're a dude, you're welcome. If you know some dudes, would you invite them? Sunday night, 5 p.m., Sugar Hill Church on the backside of the building in an area we call the underground. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.